Life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage and one's need. Welcome, dear listeners, to today's edition of Today's Woman on Foundation Radio with me, Ranibel Sato. When we come back, we discover our guest. Welcome back, dear listeners, to the program Today's Woman on Foundation Radio, and it's always a pleasure welcoming you to the program. Today we have a special guest in the studio. I bet you are going to be enjoying this edition of the program because she has so many things in store for you to inspire you, to encourage you, and make you to be whatever you want to be. And just like the quote of the day, she's going to help you to shrink or expand in proportion to your courage. Join me to welcome our guest, Bimande Basame. Good day to you, B.
Thank you very much, Randibel, and thanks for having me, Foundation Radio.
You're welcome anytime. I hope your day was a good one.
So far, so good. Yes.
Okay. Well, B. Basame Mande is the owner of Yumi Restaurant on Commercial Avenue. She is the CEO of Beautiful Events, that is events planning and execution. She equally owns Beautiful Look Salon. They do hair, makeup, image consultancy. And to note that beautiful is not as beautiful as is it spelled. Uh-huh. It is B-U to the fullest.
Yes, okay. To the full.
Yeah. Well, let us get to know about some more of your achievements.
Achievements, I can't really say I have achieved a lot, but, you know, every day is an achievement to me. Every day that God gives me to live and breathe, I try to do one new thing. So I'm still on the move to achieving more. But this far, God has helped me to start up this little restaurant with the help of family and lots of people, friends. We started up the restaurant. It's like 3 months old today. Well, it existed a little on a smaller scale before then, but on a better scale now, it's like 3 months. And then we also run Beautiful Events. It's an event planning agency. And basically what we do is, you know, it's like a one-stop shop for every event. So you just come in and we can help you plan no matter what kind of event you want to handle. You know, and all of that. And then we have Beautiful Looks. It's a new beautiful corner. It's a small beautiful place. Please, you want to visit that one. It's so beautiful. I love it myself.
Okay. Uh-huh. It's more of making people beautiful inside out.
Inside out, definitely.
Because I see image consultancy here too. What is that all about?
Image consultancy. Well, basically, there are lots of women especially, who package themselves in the wrong way. And so they tend to send out the wrong message. And, you know, you see someone like a banker looking like a pop star. It doesn't fit. Mm-hmm. So we want to help women to find themselves and to also fit their personality into their looks daily. And so we can kind of counsel you and help you with how to dress to match your look, what kind of hairstyles to use, how to carry yourself around. The people, the aura around you should reflect who you want to sell yourself to the world as being. So we basically help you to fit into your person or to fit your environment into who you want the world to see you to be. Yeah, pretty much that.
Okay. Bimande Basame is equally a youth counselor and a female activist and a motivational speaker. In fact, she has grown within the years to be all of this thanks to her courage. And before we get into other aspects of this, our talk, let us find out some of the challenges you faced as you try to set up all of these things you do now.
Well, the biggest challenge I face, and I think every other person faces, is to find someone that believes in you. Yes, it's so hard to find someone that, I mean, especially in our Bamenda. It's rather unfortunate that I quote Bamenda, but, you know, this is home. And this is the experience I have lived. And the only reason why I quote Bamenda is because I wanted to get better. I want people to see things in a different light. It is so hard for people that have gone ahead, I mean, even your immediate surrounding, to believe in what you carry. And so to be able to take that bold step and start something, first of all, you must be convicted and optimistic and be able to, most especially, transfer that vision into someone, make someone believe in you.
Okay.
You know, that's the biggest challenge. It's hardly money. It's hardly how to start. Mm-hmm. It's believing in yourself first and then getting others believe in you. I think that's the biggest challenge.
Okay. I usually notice that some people actually have a passion mm-hmm. to start up something too.
Mm-hmm.
But most often people have difficulty starting up.
Mm-hmm.
Some say they don't know how to get startup capital.
Mm-hmm.
Some do not, like what you just said, some don't know how to get the people who are close to them believe in their dream. Yeah. So according to you, what are some of the secrets of starting up something?
Well, starting up is as easy as just starting. I tell people, just start.
Okay.
Because when you start, it's the biggest tool you can use to convince anyone. It's the biggest tool, starting. We are so afraid to dare. And that's the thing that is killing so many people. I ask myself, just like I ask my sisters, what's the worst that can happen? Just start. Believing in yourself is one of those tools. You have to be convicted. Secondly, you have to be very resourceful. Be able to take the little that you have and make something out of it. Somebody says, you know, if life gives you lemonade, if life gives you lemon, make you some lemonade out of those. So we should not minimize the little things that we have. Try to be really, really resourceful. Try to be optimistic, you know, and also try to have a sponge-like mind. So what do I mean by having a sponge-like mind? So many of us are so defensive when it comes to correction.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to get corrected. We don't want anyone to show us how. But when you have a sponge-like mind, you have the capacity to absorb. You have the capacity to take the good. I mean, you stay wet, and as long as you're wet, you know, it's a
wet
factor. Wet with ideas, wet with knowledge,
mm-hmm.
wet with, you know, learning. It's very important to be at that place where you want to learn. When you want to learn, you cannot do it on your own.
Yes,
you should be able to learn, and you should be able to have a teachable spirit. Yes, I think that if we have those, you're on a good start. It would be easier to start that way than if you had $1 million or francs or whatever currency you want to call, without the right attitude,
mm-hmm.
without the right, you know, approach to
yeah.
it. You're going to miss it. Yes,
because oftentimes we see some people wasting money.
Exactly.
Yeah, they have the capital, but
exactly.
then they don't know exactly what to do.
Yeah.
And you see, they start up many things. They have everything in place in
before
terms
you know
of resources.
It, yeah.
Before you know it, everything just keep going down.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, there are so many things people need to consider. Not only the capital, as you mentioned a
mm-hmm.
while ago,
mm-hmm.
you have to have the sponge-like mind.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's look at it from this other angle,
mm-hmm.
as a woman.
Yes.
And we are in a woman's platform.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, were there some challenges you have faced in your life as a woman?
Oh, my. That is going to be the longest story ever. So I'm going to spare us the details. But yes, I have been through a lot. First of all, I came from a home. It's a broken home. My mom had 7 of us and our dad wasn't there. So I watched this woman raise 7 kids on her own. Trust me, there was no day she was sleeping on her brain. There was no day. It was so hard. She was just a primary school teacher at the time. I mean, what was the salary? And so she taught us how to be industrious. She taught us how to, you know, you don't cross your arms and sit. I mean, we're 6 girls and a single boy. None of my sisters are the sit and look type. types. They don't even depend solely on their jobs because they work. Mm-hmm. They have jobs. But you see this person doing this little business. You see this person doing this other something. That's how we grew up. Mm-hmm. You know, our mom taught us that you don't sit and wait for a man. And that's one of the messages I like to tell our fellow women. It's about time we get off the complaining and whining, you know, and start doing some things for ourselves. Because trust me, the guys these days are looking for someone that can be a plus, not a minus, of course. So, I mean, we want to, I've been through pretty much myself. Even after I left my mom's home, I got married, you know, it wasn't very smooth. It is still not smooth up to this point in time. I'm going through a lot, but I'm trying, even in all of this, to manage
to be strong somehow,
to be strong, to tell, you have to wake up to yourself. You have to tell yourself that this is about me first. God is embedded in the woman a lot. I say, you know, women that are not making it, or women that are not striving to make it, are just, honestly, if God were to ask who to punish, I will point some.
Yeah.
I'll really point some, because women can use their eyes to make money. Mm. Let's not, we're so blessed. We're so gifted. In looking at somebody and telling the person that do this instead of this, you will be shocked how much. Our lips we can use to make money. Our hands, you can't even start talking about it. We can do everything, you know. So, but it takes you women, or us women, finding our space. And that's another thing, Randy Bell, that it's a little... I don't know the word to use, but women, most of our women are so afraid to dare. They are so afraid to start their own thing. And so when you see another woman going forward, or a man, you know, doing something, you start feeling like, if I had this opportunity, or they're not giving me this opportunity because I'm a woman. That is not it. Ask yourself, if I was put in this place, what would I do? Have I built up myself? Have I self-developed myself up to that point that, you know, drop me in any sea, I'll swim?
Yeah.
You know, we have to come to that point where we stop all the complaining and whining, and we start doing something. We start teaching ourselves how to be relevant to our society.
Yeah.
You don't wait for other people. Work on yourself, self-development, you know, push yourself. What can I do? It's just like when you're raising kids in the house. Before long, you start saying, this child is good in this.
Mm-hmm.
This child is good in that. If you give, you can trust your kitchen with one daughter, but you will not trust your kitchen with the other. It's the same thing. That capacity, that ability God has given us, we have to come to a point where we can start jogging the wells of our own bellies. Mm-hmm. Bible says, out of our stomach shall flow rivers.
Rivers.
I mean, we are so full.
So can we say the challenge your mother went through, mm-hmm. some sort of built you up, herself and you people up to what you are today? Because some people might have witnessed some women
mm-hmm.
who say because they have been left alone
mm-hmm.
because their husbands were dead
mm-hmm.
or their husbands left them, they became stranded. Some said, well, I cannot cope on my own, I cannot raise my children alone.
Mm-hmm.
But from the way you're speaking,
mm-hmm.
it means whatever challenge your mother faced,
mm-hmm.
you learned something from that as her kid, as her child. You were able to copy her fighting spirit, and
mm-hmm.
that is what is helping you today.
You used the perfect word, the fighting spirit.
Okay.
I'll tell you something, Randy Bell, and to all my ladies out there, I'll tell us something. Single mothers, you know, abandoned women, battered women, and all of us that are going through some of these crazy challenges might still be in our parents' homes or back in our husband's homes, or you're just facing it all on your own. The hustle is real. We all know that, but we have to be fighters. I watched my mom fight through life. I watched her saying every other day, my six girls are not going to be prostitutes. I watched her every other day say, I'll tell you a little how we grew up.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, as a primary school teacher, at the point in time was, you know, barely coping with seven kids.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You know, and when our dad left, she was pregnant for twins. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when my last sisters came, it was heavy. It was really heavy. Money was never the issue. Because my mom, out of her little salary, after she made sure we ate, you know what she would do? Mm-hmm. In my restaurant, I sell solely natural juice.
Okay.
Solely. I don't do beer. Not because I have anything about Brasseries or Guinness. I love them. They have been promoters of what I do. I am so in love with them. I drink their products myself. But I grew up with a life and a system. And how did it start? My mom would take 1,000 francs. We will buy pawpaw for 200. We'll buy pineapple for 300. We'll buy guava for 100. We'll buy sugar for 100. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And we will come and blend.
Okay.
And add a little water. And every during break in school, you know, she will give us in a little bottle. So we do it Alaska with fruit juice.
Okay.
You know, not the color and the sugar that every other person does. Yeah. And it was more nutritive. And guess what? Teachers were buying even more. You know, before, after that, we left from, you know, the 25, we started putting in small bottles. It went to 100. After we started putting in liters, it went to 1,000, you know? And that's how it grew. And that's who, you know, ask a lady if they can start a business with a capital of 1,000 now. And they'll tell you no.
It's practically impossible.
They will tell you it's impossible. But that's how we started. And before long, we went to Fish Row.
Mm-hmm.
Trust you me, every business you do with flour is 150% profit. 150%. I do cakes. I do wedding cakes. I mean, birthday cakes and all of that. It's crazy profit, wow. You know. But you have to master your art. That's what they're really paying for. And so we went to, you know, so with 5,000, we were running a business. During breaks, you just give your own 1,000. My sister is selling in her class. I'm selling in my class. She's selling to the teachers. And, you know, it birthed this entrepreneur in me.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, right back in Form 4, I wrote down all that I wanted to be. In Form 4, I wrote it down. And I'm like, I want to own my own plaza. I mean, the kind of plaza where you step in through this door and come out on that door and nobody recognizes you. You will be made up. You will be dressed. You will have eaten. You will be a different person, a transformed person. That's my dream.
And you were able to achieve that.
You have just started. I have just started. But yes, gradually, mm-hmm. we have gotten there. Through the challenges of my own.
And it's running.
Through the challenges of my own marriage, you know, I started by cooking in the house. When I hear a little seminar, yeah, go and scout for a job. I can give you lunch during the seminar. I can give you breakfast.
You see.
You know? And people are like, really? University graduate, degree in the pocket. Oh, babe, I have never used my degree anywhere to apply for no job, to do nothing. I have used my hands. I have it. I mean, places people don't even believe that I went to school. But when I start talking, they're like, really? That cook? Now get out and cook for that restaurant. You know, you might be surprised how the world will see you.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to package yourself rightly and you need to believe in what you carry.
Yeah.
And you can go just anywhere.
Well, some of our listeners might think we are getting too personal.
Yeah.
But then I want to believe it's a woman's show.
Yeah.
And we expect women should listen, learn, and pick up the bits of their lives where they think they could not succeed. I mean, look at what you have been through. There are some women who would say, well, my children cannot sell in school. Some will say 1,000 can never do anything.
Yes.
I bet you give even 25,000 to a woman, she'll say, what do you
what
expect
me to? What kind of capital is this?
Yeah.
How do I begin with this?
But you then, know? You see, from our discussions, we have learned how your mother was able to use 1,000 francs
to start.
And I can imagine how nutritive natural fruit juice
I'm always
a fan of that. Well, we are going to take a break first. Okay. Yeah, to catch our breath, we'll take a musical break. And when we come back, we continue with our discussions.
Upon
Beautiful sound. We welcome you back, our dear listeners. Remember, you are still on Today's Woman on Foundation Radio. We are broadcasting from the My Six neighborhood in Mankon, Bamenda. And we have been talking to Bimande Basame, and she has been elaborating so beautifully how much she was able to spring up and start her own business, how you can be the best of who you can physically, inwardly. And she is the owner of Yume Restaurant, Beautiful Events, Beautiful Looks Saloon. She is a motivational speaker. She is a youth counselor, female activist. In fact, they are into so many things, including image consultancy, helping you to build the right image, how you want people to see you in life. And so before she came on the program, we compiled a report talking about women and how to start up a business, the challenges usually that people usually face with starting up, getting startup capital, and getting the startup push. And so we compiled the following report. We are going to listen to it together, and when we come back, we continue with our discussions.
Be it in our traditional or modern societies, women generally face six challenges when they want to get into business. Entrepreneurship or business was once considered a man's domain, but tides have shifted, with women first taking center stage in many of these business endeavors. In any case, their challenges are peculiar from those of their male counterparts. The first is defying social expectations, as men still feel they rule the world. Limited access to funding is another hindrance, as studies show financial institutions are always hesitant to grant loans to women. Some women fail to own their accomplishments that may defeat their zeal to achieving. Close to 50% of female entrepreneurs complain of the lack of available mentors or advisors to start their business, thus limiting their professional growth. Balancing business and family is also a major hurdle. Work and life balance is a goal of all business persons, but mothers still have to run their families and business. And in this domain, traditional gender expectations often still prevail. Last but not the least is coping with fear of failure. Failure is a real possibility in a business venture, but it should not be viewed as negative. Yes, you need to have massive failure to have massive success. Yes, you women can go, women go. I am Mukun Johnny Nelson.
Okay, after that report, it's normal that most people will always complain of capital. Most don't even realize that they lack that push or lack that self-confidence. So coming back to you, what do you think are some of the challenges with starting up? I know we already talked about it in the beginning of the program, but now let's look at it maybe more detailedly. What are some of the challenges with starting up and how can we overcome such challenges? At least we have seen how you started up your own businesses and you are successful, you are moving on. You are going somewhere. So what do we say to those listening who want to start up too?
Ladies like gentlemen, because I think gentlemen too will profit
certainly.
You know, from all of this. Well, it's true that, I mean, it goes without saying, starting up any business will come with its own hazards. But like I said before, the first ingredient you need is to believe in yourself. Be so motivated. I mean, get to that point where no one can stop you. When you have come to that place where no one can stop you, be resourceful. I like to quote the Bible a lot. You remember when God asked Moses, what's that you have in your hand? You know, and with his stick, he could part the sea. You need a little something in your hand. And I believe that little something everybody always has. Everybody always has a little something. But the problem is, we look at our little something to be too small, you know. And you think that to start up a business, you need millions. You need hundreds of thousands. You need tens of thousands. What is that little small thing you have? What is that small thing you have in your hand, I beg your pardon? And what do you want to achieve? You must have a vision. It's very important. When you are a vision-driven person, you will never regard what you have in your hand as minute. You would only see where that little can take you to. I know that capital is one of the biggest things, you know, that we cry about. But, my dear, there are so many opportunities out there that we are just ignorant of. I tell you, one of the platforms that got me to Spring is, you know, there are so many thrift and loan schemes. We have our little janky houses. The fact that
have
you,
friends.
We have friends, you know, it might be a little tricky with friends because I know of many relationships that have been ruined by financial matters as well. So, but, you know, you have this little meeting group where you guys contribute your 5,000, your 10,000, and the people already trust you enough to believe that every month you're capable of playing 5,000. That is trust. Because nothing says that you're going to give them 5,000 at the end of the month. But because you know that you have that ahead of you, you do what you have to do to make 5,000 available. Now, if they can trust you as a member of their group with 5,000 every month for the next 2 years, it means that if you ask them for 50,000, they will know that she's been here with us with 5,000 every year for the past 2 years, and that's worth more than 20 or 50,000. You know, so if she can do this out of nothing and we can help her with 50,000 and she's paying an interest of 1% or 2% or something, you know, our little janky houses, it has bailed so many people. We have credit unions, you know. I thought that to get a loan from a credit union, you need a piece of land, a house, and it just depends on how much you're going in for. When you're going in for all those crazy millions, they start putting an eye, what does she want to do with the money? And is she going to pay back? But if you're a starter and you believe in what you carry and you walk up to whatever credit union you belong to and say, this is what I want to do, can you guys help me? It's the people's bank. You know, they call it the poor man's bank. And if you have been able to be there, if you have been there with them for 3 months, you're eligible for a loan. Now you just go and take a little something. And but what would you do with money if you don't even have a vision?
If you don't have a vision.
Yeah, so.
There are times people equally have bigger visions than what they can actually afford.
Carry, exactly.
Yeah.
But you know, Randy Bell, the thing is, it's permitted to have... to have the biggest vision ever.
Yeah.
But there's always a starting point.
Okay.
And that's the part that we want to skip. I tell my kids back at home, if you skip primary 4, primary 5, there's no way you are going to succeed common entrance. It's not going to happen, because those things they will be asking you at the common entrance examination are those things they will teach you in primary 4 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
And in primary 6, you'll only be revising. So how do you go to revise something you never learned in the first place? You know, so we have to start from down there and we grow. I heard the story of Dangote and I was baffled. This guy started with pure water.
You see.
You know. And look at the millions he's controlled. Look at the number of people. But guess what? The pure water business is still running.
Mm-hmm.
He never stopped that one. So we just want to spring up and become millionaires overnight. It doesn't happen, honey. Mm-hmm. We have to start from somewhere.
Yeah, most often at times we are tempted to envy those who started a long time ago. We don't care to know how they started or what challenges they faced and were able to fight or overcome such challenges. We just want to be name carriers.
Oh,
well,
tell me about it.
Really, it doesn't say.
Yeah.
We hope everybody starts from the beginning.
Yes,
it's
just,
very essential.
Just start. That's my motto.
Mm-hmm.
Just start. You will be shocked that there were actually people who believed in what you carried, but they wanted you to show them that you can actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the moment you start, they will queue up. They will support you. Who doesn't want to see their own succeed?
No.
Everyone wants to see their own succeed.
Yeah, everybody will try.
Yes. So
but you need to first of all show that you're serious.
You can do something with that little. Mm-hmm. Young woman, young man, capital is never small. It is never small. In fact, you might want to own an industry of your own where you make plastic papers or this or that or that or this.
Mm-hmm.
But you will start with selling food. It's not because that's what you want to do. You know where you're going to, and food is giving it. So let me make the money out of food and then build my industry, you know. So look at the bigger picture, but start from somewhere and then you gradually climb to it.
Yeah, you see so many people doing something, but they'll tell you openly, this is not where I plan to be.
Exactly.
This is not my dream. I'm just doing this as a means to getting somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about your driving force. What is your driving force?
First thing first, ladies and gentlemen, the one thing I would not want to do is fail God.
Okay.
That's my biggest drive. I won't want to fail God because I imagine myself investing so much into my kid and seeing all the possibilities of all the things that she can be or they can be, and then tomorrow she's just lazing about and sitting out there and doing nothing because. We always have them excuses. I picture God looking down at B and saying, I have given B the ability to do hair, to make up faces, to cook well, to sing, to speak properly in public.
To encourage others.
To encourage others, to challenge people. I have seen B go through these things and I have kept her strong because I want her to jog other women to see that they can make it. And then I just sit back there. It would be such a disappointment. Such a disappointment. And I don't want to give account for that kind of... Yeah, so my biggest drive is to put a smile on God's face. Every day I wake up from bed, I want him to look down on me and smile.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, my kids. My first daughter says, ask her any day, tap her out of sleep and say, what do you want to be in future? She has given this answer to so many people. I didn't even know. It is somebody that told me, and then I asked some other person to ask her the question so I could hear it for myself. And the only answer she tells them, I want to be all my mother is.
Oh, wow.
You know, that puts me in the spot. I'm like, what? My kid wants to be all that I am. Tell me to Anodo.
It means you.
No, really. Tell me to Anodo.
I tell you.
Every other day.
Number one role model.
Exactly.
Mentor, everything.
It puts me
imagine.
Every day I want to be like, oh God, if this child is looking at this, I pray that it's right. I pray that she picks it right. It's my greatest motivation. It's one of my greatest motivations. And also, I want to impart as many lives as possible. I want to see people go through some really trashy situations in life and turn back and look at them and smile and say, that was my training ground. I want everyone to listen to me or to meet me or to come in contact with me and the things I do and say, so be the go through the ones who way, mm-hmm. not place this way be the go. You know, I tell people my story was my training ground. Now I'm starting a life. Mm-hmm. And I have to teach those lessons, because if I trained and I don't teach the people, other people, the things I trained with to make themselves better, then I have failed still. And so I want a smile on every face. Yeah. Every day.
Wow.
Yes.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. And as you were talking a while ago, I remembered there are so many younger girls, like in your case, it's your daughter. There are so many younger girls who look up to each and every one of us every day.
Exactly.
Yeah. At times, some even copy mm-hmm. what we do unconsciously.
Yes.
Yeah. They look at us. Yes. They copy good as well as bad.
Yes.
Yeah. There are some, you, for example, dressing in the very short.
Yes.
You can think it's your life. Well, mm-hmm. it's your life. You have mm-hmm. whatever you achieve from mm-hmm. that. But mm-hmm. there are people copying. Mm-hmm. Everyone, every younger person has mm-hmm. his or her own thing that they admire and they are copying, you know.
Exactly. I'll quote this little instance. My husband used to love when I wear short dresses. Mm-hmm. So when I wear short dresses in the house, before I knew it, the nanny, my little nieces, all of them were going short. Everybody was wearing short dresses. So one day I called all of them and said, hey, all you all, just hold it. The only person that is permitted to wear a dress short in this house is me. Ask me why. This is my house. So you are not permitted. But it just goes to say that they are watching.
Yeah.
They are waiting for you to say this is okay, and they will do it. And so it brings me to one of my biggest drives, mentorship. Before, we used to look at our big sisters or our mothers and we say, oh, they've lived their time, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, they've gone. They don't want us to do our, they don't want us to do. Guess what? We have also grown and we have become mothers.
As well.
And there are babies down there that are also saying, we are looking up to you and you guys have lived your time. Mm-hmm. So us, the big sisters, us, the mothers, we need to be careful. We really, really need to be careful. The young girls need us. They need us so badly. And so the kind of things, you know, you permit, the kind of message you pass, the kind of aura you carry around you, it affects them a lot. It affects them a lot. I try as much as I can. It doesn't mean that you should be less of who you really are. Mm-hmm. But then there is, when you know that you are in the spotlight, there are some things you will moderate automatically. There are some things you will check. Oh, if this child were looking at me, would it be okay, you know, for her to pick this one? Mm-hmm. You know, and so that's one of the things that checks me. I'm a very crazy person. Okay. But when I look at the number of eyes that are on me, mm-hmm. it moderates me. It makes me want to be a better person, because I know that there is a growing population that,
and who might take it the wrong
exactly,
way.
Who might take it wrongly and who might just make their lives a catastrophe.
And you will not be able to manage it the way you would.
Exactly.
Because you're more mature.
Exactly. Exactly. So,
and
yeah,
it's not necessarily what we say mm-hmm. or what we tell them.
It's the lifestyle.
It's the lifestyle.
It's the lifestyle. You have to pick. I mean, they pick on what they see more than see the influence television has on them. Mm-hmm. See the influence going out and hanging out with friends has on them. No matter how much counsel you give back at home, mommy, trust me, they're meeting and hearing other things out there. So your life and as an example is mm-hmm. top priority.
Oh my God, you are just so interesting. We are forgetting time. Time is running so fast.
Oh, I wish we had more.
I tell you. Well, we are going to take another break.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a break. And when we come back, we talk about some of the things you think today's women or girls should know. And equally, talk a little about the quote of the day.
Okay.
But we'll be right back after this. Today's woman knows no fear but is limited by respect and dignity. Today's woman has virtue and accomplishment has become a fashion trend. Despite the fact that some women still feel limited, unfit and unimportant, yet only today's woman has the keys to completely redeem her peers and society by preaching against excesses and restoring dignity.
Today's women, they need to be God-fearing, God-loving, and they need to be virtuous women, that is hardworking and industrious. And they need to be supportive to their husband, to their children, family, and the community as a whole.
Cameroon woman of today is not like the one yesterday. Not that we've been changed biologically, we are who we are. But we have now, I think we have been emancipated to a level that we think we can stand ourselves. Compare with the men, but not overthrowing the men, we know they are ahead of us.
I can see that today's woman is really an evolved woman. Is no longer a woman who thinks that the best she can do is be in the kitchen and cook for the husband. She's a woman who is more assertive. And I can see that they too, they are doing their best to make sure that their rights are respected.
I see today's woman as a woman who brings love, comfort, peace and prosperity in home and in society.
One thing I believe God is that God has put so much into women that if they submit themselves under the care and under the hand and the leadership of God, God will use them to build the community that we desire in our time. In Jesus' name.
Well, welcome back, dear listeners. If you are just joining us, if you are just tuning in, you are on Today's Woman on Foundation Radio. It is a program that talks mainly about women issues, showing or throwing light on women who are succeeding somehow, or who are daring, who are courageous, who have decided to be what they want to be, so that other women can see, learn, copy and get involved as well in making our society a better place for all of us. And before we went on break, we have been talking to Bimande Basame, and this time around, coming back to you, B, let's talk about some of the things you think girls, today's women and girls, should know.
First things first. Well, it's a rather funny one. That's why I laugh. But
okay,
I think that the first thing we need to know is that we're not fighting space with anybody. We're not fighting for space. You've heard a lot of emancipation and women liberation and call those words.
Empowerment
and
equality.
Thank you. No. We're not fighting for space because guess what? There is so much unoccupied space. I think that every woman and girl should know that they have a place and no other woman or man can take it. Thing is, you need to find your space. What is the thing that you want to do, and where do you think that can place you? That's your space, and only you can conquer that space. You know, I mean, even if someone were occupying it, okay, fine. Let's take the lazy excuse of someone is occupying. Are you just going to let them occupy your space? You have to conquer your space. And when I talk about conquering your space, what am I saying? I mean that every young girl, every woman has to come to that point where they charge themselves up to be relevant in society. How much of self-empowerment are you doing for yourself, to your person? Is it just about listening to the radio and saying that, oh, what a man can do, a woman can do and do better, oh, the this, the that, you know? Since Beijing, we have heard a lot of that. Our mothers have cried and they have paved the way. I so strongly believe they have paved the way already. Now, what are we doing with all that they have done? It is time for us to pick the buttons up and run this race like we were crazy.
Yeah.
We have to. I am challenging every young girl, every young woman out there. The only thing that is stopping you is yourself. It's not a man. It's not your parents. It's just you. We are so afraid. We are so myopic in our thinking. We are so, I don't even know the words. But we have to come to that place where we tell ourselves, this is me. And if I have to put myself on the map, I have to be relevant. And start developing yourself. Is it school? Do you want to be the next Hillary Clinton? Mm-hmm. Do you want to, well, unfortunately, I don't have women, a lot of African names to call, but, you know, Hillary Clinton is one of those women that is, you know, charging up the whole world and shaking the globe.
From Liberia.
Exactly. Some of those people that have been icons out there and that are shaking it and that are telling women that you can. Put yourself in that place because, yes, we can. Actually can. There is nothing that you want to do. In fact, just the fact that your mind conceived it, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it. It will start a little slow, but you can do it. So every woman, I want us ladies to know that the space is so big. There is nothing that we want to achieve that we cannot achieve. Surround yourself with the right people. Because I have seen so many people go down because of the friends they keep, because the company that, you know. Surround yourself with the right people. Go around people that challenge your mind. That shaken Randy Bell. Why are you still talking like that on your radio show? I expect you to be talking like this by now. Why haven't you brought in this new innovation? Mm-hmm. Don't you know what is going on the globe?
Exactly.
That is the kind of person, those are the kind of people you surround yourself. People that will judge you. People who will poke you. People who will make you see the better you. Because sometimes surroundings and situations and life just put us in that place where even you can just be blinded to the possibilities you know, that are before you. But when you're surrounded by the right people, I bless God for my sisters. I mean, I'll call thousands of names, but there are some people that are close to my heart. I don't joke with them because every day that I sleep and I am sleeping, Auntie B, I'm still waiting for you. You're not yet done this one. I'm waiting for your album on the market. I'm like, okay. So there are these many people that are waiting to still see this part of me, and it just keeps me going. We should be challenged to work on our persons. Try to want to make yourself a better person, and you can be anything.
Yeah.
We can be any. Yeah, we can take over. In fact, we are taking over. So no woman, no woman should be sleeping. No girl should be lazy. We are taking over. The road is made already. And guess what? The guys are not fighting us anymore.
They aren't.
So stop complaining. Yeah, in fact, they're waiting for you to do all those things that you say you can do.
And
it's not claiming. We actually can.
Certainly we can. And we are doing them.
I mean, they're waiting for us to do all those things, and together let's make this world a better place.
Yeah.
So,
like you were saying a while ago, I noticed one of the people who pushed me a lot is my father.
Wow.
There's never a newscast or a program that he would not have one thing to say.
Wow.
At times I'll say, but what is it? Can't you appreciate at times, or can't you just stay quiet for once? But when I complain, he will tell me, there's no denying that you are doing well, you are trying, but I want you to do even more.
Exactly.
I want to sit and listen to
God,
you,
bless
and
your father for me.
You.
Indeed.
And every time when I sit back, I say, when I just feel like my father is listening.
Yeah.
People are listening. I want to give him the best.
That's so
and
nice.
Eventually, I acknowledge and appreciate the role he's playing in my life now more. Well, let's talk about the quote of the day. Our time is fast approaching. And we'll just talk briefly about the quote of the day as we close. It says, life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage.
And I am so in love with this. And yes, Nin, life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage. Put it in one line. You can be anything.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do anything.
You can be bad.
If you decide to go down, you just start going down.
Yeah.
If you decide to go up, you just start going up. When you tell yourself that I am not shrinking. In fact, this is two sentences in one.
Mm-hmm.
Because I say, it says it shrinks or it expands. Now, what do you choose? Do you want to shrink?
Certainly not.
Do you want to expand?
Of course.
Now, if you want to expand, guess what comes with expansion? Pull. You will be stretched. Mm-hmm. You need to be elastic to be able to expand. And shrinking comes with the cold. I mean, just bring in the cold and everybody starts doing...
you're limited, you're on one spot.
Get to the point where even when the strings of life pull you, you only see expansion. you only see yourself getting better. Rubber will be useless without a pull, you know.
But, and like, yeah, like the author of this quote, I don't know Anaya's name well. I didn't do a background check. Let's guess. Well, unfortunately, but next time I'll always do background check before.
That would be nice.
Yeah. So I think there's one condition he puts: courage.
Yes.
So everything you want to be depends on you and your courage.
Exactly. We should be courageous. We should see beyond our fears.
Mm-hmm.
We should see because actually they're just fears.
Mm-hmm.
They're just fears. So we should see beyond our fears. We should pick up, you know, those broken pieces and say we can do this again and just start doing something. Every woman is courage personified. Trust me, every woman is courage personified. So you really don't need much of it because you already eat. So every woman should just dig into their wells of courage and start doing something. And you'll just see life expanding for you.
Yeah.
It will.
So your own amazement, and to the people around you, you impact yourself and the people around you more, and render your community more more beautiful and rewarding.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Bimande Basame. It was a pleasure having you on the program.
The pleasure is totally mine. I was so glad I was here. Thanks
I hope
for
I'll
having
be
me.
Having you some other time, because
anytime.
I can discover there is still so much in you that
oh,
we
I'm
can
boiling.
Discover
I'm
just
boiling.
That our time.
Time is up.
Our time is up.
And it was such a pleasure.
Thank you very much. Thank you equally, dear listeners, for staying with us throughout the program. Remember to catch the rendezvous same time next week. You might not want to miss it. Thank you again for staying with us, and have a blessed day.